subject.
Who's a daddy? Dear Steve and Shirley, I have been with my husband for 3 years now, and we started out being intimate nonstop. You see, I have an insatiable sex drive, and my husband knows this very well. We have not spoken for days because of the lack of sex. In the last 6 months or so, we have not been having sex at all. I have tried everything from Viagra to Cialis. I mean everything. A couple of weeks ago, I began feeling sick. And to my surprise, I found out I was actually pregnant and not sick. The problem is, that same week I should have conceived, I had sex one of the rare times with my husband as well as another man. At one point, my husband and I were trying to get pregnant, but when the sex stopped, I stopped wanting it. So now I don't know what to do. Do I keep the baby and pray it's my husband's, or do I get rid of it and pray it happens again? Please help me, because I am so very confused. Who's the daddy? This right here is a true, true mess. This is a mess. You with your unable to be satisfied sexually self, Miss Insatiable. Your husband is probably tired, okay, because of that. So what do? You go out and cheat. You don't use any protection, and then you end up pregnant. I mean, this is so stupid. I don't understand. You're writing us now after it's too late. Why didn't you write us when you were thinking about cheating or when you were having the problem in the first place? And maybe we could have given you some real help or something. But to ask us to draw us into your mess, do I keep the baby and pray it's my husband's, you know, like we're going to tell you to lie to your husband and all of that, or do you get rid of it? What? We're not a party to that and pray that it happens again. Come on, man. You're on your own here. I mean, really, you got yourself into a really, really big mess for cheating on your husband. You shouldn't have done that. Please help me. I'm so very confused. This is terrible. Who's the daddy? You're going to have to go and probably, if you are pregnant, get a DNA test or something. This is awful. Steve?
She got to have it every day. And to prove to you it's an everyday thing. And her husband knows this very well. They have not spoken for days because of the lack of sex. He didn't have sex with her on Sunday because they was at church. And he told her he didn't feel right going out to the car while they were taking her offering. She got mad. It's Wednesday. She ain't talked to him since. Because what do the offering have to do with her insatiable sex drive? In the last 6 months or so, we have not been having sex at all. And I have tried everything from Viagra to Cialis, and I mean everything. Well, you should have let him try. Because, hell, I don't know if you've been paying attention to the commercials. Viagra and Cialis is for men.
Yes.
What did you take it for? This hot heifer been in here chewing Viagra and Cialis, trying to amp it up. It's for him.
No results.
He still ain't having sex with you because you done ate the pills. Let the man have the Viagra and the Cialis. And you can get 5 milligrams a day. That's the low dosage. I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry.
That's that daily.
TMI.
That's that daily.
Sorry about that. You get that. You be good. Ooh, Lord.
It worked too, man.
Mm-hmm. Being here knocking stuff over.
Ooh, moving furniture.
Couple of weeks ago, I began feeling sick, and to my surprise, I find out I was actually pregnant and not sick. Well, it's both. You morning sickness come with pregnancy. But you wouldn't know that because you too busy having sex. You ain't read about Viagra, Cialis, or pregnancy. Because you can't read because your eyes is crossed and rolled up in the back of your head all damn day.
Crossed and rolled in the back of her head, Steve.
That's why she can't read. She don't know nothing about Viagra, Cialis. She don't know nothing about pregnancy. Morning sickness coming. You is sick, but you pregnant. But you have morning sickness. I know this, and I ain't never had a baby. The problem is, the same week I should have conceived, I had sex one of the rare times with my husband as well as another man. Hold on. Where does other man come from?
Right there. Now we at it.
See, how you gonna just put that in the letter like we're gonna glaze over this piece of information? Mm-hmm. Where the hell did the other man come from? At one point, my husband and I were trying to get pregnant, but when the sex stopped, I stopped wanting it. slash from him is what you should have said. Hmm. So now I don't know what to do. Do I keep the baby and pray it's my husband's, or do I get rid of it and pray it happens again? Why do you keep saying prayer? Why you keep saying prayer? Well, what is you talking about praying for now? See, you praying all wrong. Do I keep the baby and pray it's my husband's, or do I get rid of it and pray it happens again? All your prayers is attached to a sin. I stopped a dude on the show the other day from quoting the scripture. Hey, man, hold on. You ain't finna drag the Lord into this. I don't care if we're on TV.
What did he say?
You know.
That's what you said to Steve.
I told him on TV. I told him, hey, man, no. Not on this here show. You ain't finna drag the Lord into this. Make
as
him
good
responsible
as the Lord
for this
has been
foolishness. I'm sitting up here on the show cause other Lord.
Yes.
Now, you gonna sit up here and say something counter? About to let, not on this show. Boy, he just looked at me crazy. Please help me because I'm so confused. Who's the daddy? You confused. We're reading the letter. We confused. Hell, we don't know who the daddy is either. I don't know why you praying that it's your husband's, but then after you get rid of it, pray you do it again. You gonna have sex with two more people?
Ugh.
What is you praying for? I'm confused. Your letter's confusing. Hot heifer. I bet after this, I bet you're gonna sit your little hot tail down somewhere.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.